comentando la nueva agenda urbana. Vivencias y prácticas que se reflejan en mejores ciudades.
In commenting the new urban agenda, we are with Simone D'Antonio. He is the moderator of the Urban Journalism Academy in Habitat 3. Simone, welcome to our program, and I would like to begin by asking you, what is the Urban Journalism Academy?
The Urban Journalism Academy is an innovative initiative launched by the Habitat 3 Secretariat to train journalists interested in urban topics. It was launched at World Urban Forum in Medellin, and it has been part of the entire Habitat 3 process, contributed to make media a relevant stakeholder involved in the elaboration of the new urban agenda. We had 22 urban journalism academies along the project, and more than 800 journalists involved. It's a great result because, in fact, we involved especially local journalists from Surabaya to Pretoria, from Prague to Medellin. We had a lot of these events involving a lot of young journalists as well. And that's quite a good sign because it means that a lot of journalists of the future will be even more interested in writing about cities.
What is precisely writing about cities, or what compounds the essence of being an urban journalist? Because normally, through history, the media has always had people that report, like what we have read in many papers, as the metro area, in which they report the aspects of city, but mainly related to politics, crime, and other things. Are you with the Urban Journalism Academy? Are you trying to train these people to turn their view towards other aspects of a city? And then what constitutes an urban journalist?
Exactly. As you said, we try to give them some different angles of view on cities, try to give them some tools to analyze urban processes, try to make them part of the urban change. A true journalism that we define as a journalism of solutions, a journalism trying to give them visions, ideas, and also a different way to connect with local authorities, with urban stakeholders, with a wide range of sources which were not usually considered as institutional sources for urban stories. I think that urban journalism is gradually changing cities, I think, because it's a system of analysis of phenomena that we live every day. It's not only just talking about the new urban agenda or just communicating that 50,000 persons are here in Quito, but it's translating these contents in the everyday life of people. So we see that everybody, each of us take the tram, or we have at home something that is related to an urban contest. We live in cities, we go every day to a public park, or we go to public spaces. So we see every day that going through what's happening is the new trend. And I think that is something that is making journalism something vibrant, something new, and urban journalism is interpreting this change happening in the places where we live.
When you are present in events like this, in like Habitat 3, you usually have a session, these are 4-hour sessions with urban journalists. What type of things, or how do you connect with those journalists during the events like this conference, and do you keep track with them, or do you keep working with the people that you somehow recruit in these events?
Yeah, in fact, I'm still in touch with many of the participants of our Urban Journalism Academies. That's really important. We are in touch through social media. We usually change our articles and stories, and sometimes we try also to inspire them. And for instance, here in Quito, I met one of the participants of one Urban Journalism Academy that we held in Prague in March, and now she's here as journalist. She launched their personal blog and she's following Habitat 3 process. So I'm pretty sure that in some ways the Urban Journalism Academy influenced the person who was already sensitive towards cities. In these academies, we usually involve colleagues from Guardian Cities, from Cityscope, from CityLab, from many urban media outlets. And I think that it's really interesting for participants to be in some ways enlightened by great examples even though I think that the process is quite bidirectional, we always learn a lot from them. I saw some very interesting urban journalism projects taking places in Jakarta or taking places in Pretoria or Johannesburg townships. So I really think that it's a movement that is not easy to track. We have sometimes problems to find journalists who are already working on these topics, but I think that it's something that is growing, and I saw along this year the evolution of this debate, the evolution of how many people are around it and how many people share this kind of content. So I think that is a very good sign in view of the implementation of the new urban agenda.
Does the Urban Journalism Academy deal with all aspects of media? Do you train people in radio, TV, press? And also, somehow, is it open to many of the young people that nowadays are creating like movie documentaries about their cities, which end up being like reports, because most of them are nonfiction documentaries with scopes of journalism? Can they also participate in this Urban Journalism Academy?
Yes, sure. The participation is open also to bloggers, to urban planners, because I know that urban journalism is not only something involving journalists, professional journalists, but also this wide range of professionals, always and often I say young professionals.
We can call maybe communicators, people
communicators.
Communicating.
Yeah. In fact, I think that also people working in the local authorities in the communication of urban staff. It's a wide range of persons that we try to involve with our academies. And I think that it's impossible in 4 hours to give them all the tools that they need or do something really tailored on the exigencies of the people that we involve. But what I see from this experiences is that the content that we share, the stories from Cityscope or from Guardian, the approaches that we use in our work as journalists, are really, really influential for the way in which people work every day. And I'm really sure that many of the contents that we saw in these weeks were influenced by what we did along these months.
Okay, to finish up, Simone, what are the conditions that a journalist or a student who wants to cover urban topics you think need to have? And also, what are the main ideas that a person has to have to make an urban story interesting?
I think that what they need to do is to have a special eye on normal things that you see in your everyday life in a city, but with the aim of connecting these normal things like taking a tram or regenerating a public park to something wider that is happening at global level. We see that there is not only one definition of urban journalism. There are different urban journalisms, in my opinion. In Europe, we have more attention on gentrification, on innovation, while in Africa, we have more attention to slums and to access to public services. So it's not possible to say this topic is urban journalism, this topic is not urban journalism. I think that is something cross-sectoral, and it's something that can really influence different parts of the journalism as a profession, which is also a service to the community. And I really think that urban journalism is something that can really contribute to make our cities better places to live in. Also because from urban journalism there are some visions, there are some ideas, and there are some contributions that mayors or stakeholders at urban level can take as example and can replicate in their daily life.
Well, I think a very good lesson about this, what that you're mentioning, is the fact that real stories and interesting stories can be found everywhere, just outside the door of your house. They don't have to go into deep topics or very transcendental political issues to find a nice story of something that is happening around them in the city. And that probably is a good way to start becoming into an urban journalist for all these young people that are willing to narrate their stories and the life things that happen around them. This was Simone D'Antonio, the moderator of the Urban Journalism Academy, in commenting the new urban agenda.